Welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, brought to you by Reebok, the official outfitter of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I'm Blair Morrison, and today I'm joined by Jen Smith. She's a three-time CrossFit Games team athlete and two-time CrossFit Games individual, including last year. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for taking the time. I know you have a busy lifting schedule to attend to.
Look, I'm just stressing. That's all. Not as much busy. This is a relaxed week.
But, right. Yeah. We're in the Bahamas. It's beautiful outside. Jen just got done sunbathing with some of the other girls who just walked past the cabana, the Beyond the Barbell cabana, on their way to the gym. And Jen was like looking in like, oh, do I have to go in or can I go to the gym?
Can I go work out? Can I do this later? I need to lift.
So tell everybody why you need to lift.
So long story short, I tore my plantar fascia last year at the games in the first event during the trail run. And so I've basically been rehabbing. And I mean, I'm completely healed now, but it's just playing catch up all year. So I'm trying to get strong again, get my conditioning up. Yeah.
Right. It's one of those things where you were in a cast or a brace for 7 or 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And you felt like, wow, my whole lower body is nothing.
Well, so yeah, I wasn't always the best at squatting, but then I was in a boot for 7 weeks, came out, you know. I mean, I was able to do some light deadlifts, box squats, but nothing really that's going to get my strength up. So yeah, I'm just trying to play catch up, and my leg shrank. So now I just have this fear of being so weak. I had FOMO when they all walked by. Oh, God, you're going to get so strong without me.
Right. I mean, that's a common, it's a common fear, but like,
yeah,
we all know, hey, man, like a half hour later, you're still going to be strong.
No, I'll still be strong. And I think another thing is while we're here, it's so fun to take advantage of working out with people because at home, I work out alone.
You're a loner. Lot.
Yeah, loner.
Man.
Unfortunate, right?
Yeah, well, okay, what is your situation up there?
So I live in Kentucky. I work at CrossFit Maximus. I coach there. And we have a team, but most of the people on the team have kids and family and work. They mostly work full-time jobs. So it's just, it's hard to get with everybody. So I train by myself a lot in between classes and just
Where
whenever.
Is that? Is that?
Lexington.
Lexington.
Kentucky. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your home gym. You've been there for...
I started CrossFit there. I moved to Boston for about a year and a half. I worked at Reebok CrossFit One at the Reebok headquarters.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I actually met Austin Maliolo in 2014. We were on the demo team together the first year that I missed the games. And it was just like full harassing for me to come up and try out being a coach, see if I'd like it. It was kind of like he wanted me to come interview. And so I finally did, loved it, moved there for a year and a half. And then I recently moved home this past year.
Yeah, so, why did you move back?
Besides
the fact that Boston is freezing.
Okay, the coldest.
The coldest.
The coldest.
The snowiest.
The snowiest. The most frigid. No, actually, like, I absolutely loved working at Reebok, but my family, my friends, they're all in Kentucky, and at the time I had a boyfriend, so that kind of pulled me back home. So that was tough, but training's good at home, but I do miss working at Reebok a lot. I just miss being surrounded by all those people, you know?
Right. It's a lot of good people.
Yeah. A lot of good people. You're constantly learning new things when you're coaching and when you're training. So,
yeah. And that's tough, man. Having a long distance relationship that while you're having that opportunity,
yeah.
It's like it's almost, you're enjoying it, but you're also guilty because you're enjoying it. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you had that opportunity again, without that sort of stress, I mean, it would be even better.
I think it would have been a lot more enjoyable, yeah. And I probably would have stayed much longer, but yeah, that pulled me home, so.
And now you're back home and you're happy to be there, right?
Yeah, it's good. My friend's there, my family, so training's good, yeah.
We talked to Lindy a little bit earlier. She's also a Kentucky girl, but she got pulled south.
Oh, yeah.
To the CrossFit Mayhem team. Now she lives in Cookeville.
Yeah, Lindy's awesome.
Is there any chance of you being pulled south as well? A lot of pressure.
Did this come up in Lindy's interview?
It did not. I swear. It did not.
No.
But I know how these things work.
Yeah. We are close. We're just like a few hours from Cookeville. I train with Lindy not often, but like sometimes, occasionally she'll come up or I'll go down. And whenever she was in Louisville, I haven't trained with her much while she's in Cookeville. But no, we were like, it's funny. We were on the same flight coming here to the Bahamas, and that same topic came up. Like, oh, I wonder, like, if we lose a girl, maybe if Jen would come down.
That would just be unfair.
All the girls from the South on the same team.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm sure now that Austin and Spencer have their team, they're probably saying, hey, why don't you come back up to Boston?
Okay. So Austin, yeah, Austin called me to come back to try to join the team. But at the time, so I really probably would have gone back to Boston to be on Reebok's team had I not injured myself last year at the games. It was almost like in my head, I was like, I'll give it one more year and then maybe I'll go team. Because, I mean, honestly, I think team is way more fun. You get to enjoy it with five other people. You're all friends. You're having fun together. You train together. So I think I really would have gone had I not injured my foot. But after that, I wasn't able to really see how well I could perform there. So now I'm like, I've got to do it at least another year. Come on.
You've got something to prove to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't see this a lot in the CrossFit world, but it's common in other sports. The free agency market for Jen Smith next year, it could be, you could have a lot of leverage. Like, who's your agent?
Hey, I'm my own agent. I make all the decisions here.
That's right. You better come with a good offer, guys. All right. Well, let's talk about that last year, right? It was, for those of us that know you and were, you know, fans of yours, it's really hard to watch you battle through that weekend the way that you did.
Yeah.
China was kind of the same way. Rolled her ankle, first event, and it's just like, God dang, man. Like, this just, it sucks to have that happen.
Yeah.
Right? But you did it with a lot of grace. You know, you were smiling the whole time. You got a ton of attention from the
media.
The broadcasters,
they loved
right?
it.
Of course.
I had no idea.
None of that was happening. You didn't know any of that was happening.
Okay, so the funny thing is, very first event, I had like really bad plantar fasciitis leading up to that. And I had seen an orthopedic surgeon and he basically told me, I saw a podiatrist, I saw a few people. And he basically said, it'll either just eventually go away, quit hurting, or it'll rupture. And so very first event, I felt my foot, it felt like it exploded, but I knew immediately what happened. And I was so sad. I had a good cry. And then I really didn't think that I would be able to compete going forward. But then the next event at the ranch was the wall ball GHD sit up. I was like, I'll figure out how to do this. You know, I'll tape up my foot, hobble through. But it was like every event, I really didn't think that I could advance on. And the morning that we went to do Murph, I went to the stadium thinking that I wasn't going to compete. I was like, how in the world am I going to run a mile? There's no possible way. And I get there and Sam Briggs was like, Jen, you know, I'm talking to all the girls. I was like, this is really sad. You know, I don't want to pull out. But Sam Briggs was like, you know, I think that you can walk the mile in 15 minutes. You can do the other portion and the other time and then get back to the run. She was like, I think you can make the time cap. And then I was like, yeah, I think I can make the time cap. So Sam kind of pumped me up. And going out to the field, I remember I was so nervous because I was going to be so embarrassed to walk across the field. Like, I felt really dumb. And everyone just ate it up. Like, they loved it. They told me how inspirational it was.
Right. Huge applause.
Huge applause. I had no idea. Like, I was actually crying on the second run. Like, coming back into the stadium, I don't know. I've never really been that emotional. I'm not really that emotional as a person. But, no, like, it was crazy how much everyone was behind me. So, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think it was almost like they related with me somehow. I'm really not sure. I think it was just really inspirational for them. Like, I know how fortunate I am. People would die to compete in the CrossFit Games. And I think that's kind of why I was so sad, because I felt like my chance had kind of been blown once I got injured. But whenever I decided to keep continuing on, and I wasn't, like, I was kind of competing, but not really. You know, I was just doing what I could. I was just enjoying myself and, like, enjoying the experience.
It's probably the least stressful CrossFit Games or regional you ever had.
That's the most fun I've ever had during a competition. It was, like, zero stress. Every event was so much fun and just, like, see how I could do. So, yeah, I actually had a lot of fun. But missing it the 2 years before, I think it just made it that much more special and made me not want to pull out even more. So,
yeah, I think there's something to be said for what fans perceive. So typically CrossFit Games athletes make the things they're doing look pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, And it's almost like makes it unrelatable. Like, oh, wow, yeah. Oh, why didn't, you know, why didn't Frazier go unbroken there? Like, he definitely could have. Like, they don't realize how hard it is.
Right.
Because the athletes don't make it look that hard.
Yeah.
And then you come out, like, physically unable to run.
Yeah.
And you can see you're walking with a limp.
Yeah.
And, like, it, I think maybe it just brings it home, like, yeah, this is really hard. Like, look at her. She's battling through it. She's a warrior. Like, that's more like what I do at home in my gym. Like, I don't look pretty when I'm doing it.
Maybe they are real humans.
Maybe they are humans, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not all, you know, cyborgs or on a bunch of steroids or whatever it is that they think everybody does.
Right.
I think that has a big thing to do with it. I remember, I mean, Jason Khalipa is like the people's champ, right? People love to watch him. And it's because he looks like a hot mess half the time when he's doing it, right? He keeps moving, but like you can see it on his face.
Yeah. Just dying.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that might be part of it. And I think, like I said before, the way you handled it, you were always smiling and very appreciative. I think that also engenders a lot of.
Yeah, I think so. And you also, like, I guess I take it for granted. And at that moment, I kind of realized how much I should appreciate the experience. Like I said, if I hadn't missed it 2 years before, because I made it in 13. Missed it in 14, missed it in 16, and then I made it last year.
Missed it in 15, got in 16.
Yeah. So I made it 13, 14, 15, missed it, made it last year in 16. But I think if I hadn't missed it those 2 years, I don't know that I would have appreciated it as much as I did. I mean, maybe I would have, but it just made it that much more special to even be there and compete. So, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're trying to come back this next year.
Yeah, so...
Healthy foot.
Healthy foot. That's why I had FOMO when all the girls walked past.
Right.
Trying to get back in shape, build my squat back up. And the crazy thing is my, like, everything's healed up, like, totally fine. I'm running, I'm doing box jumps, I'm rebounding. So I think things are going well.
Right, and you don't feel any, like, lingering effects?
Not really. I was actually talking to Scott last night and I was like, Scott, does your foot ever ache? Cause Scott Panchik, he did
also ruptured it.
He did the exact same thing in 2015. And so I was talking to Scott Panchik, just a brief conversation. And I was like, Scott, does your foot ever ache or like feel like it needs to be stretched? And he was like, yes, it does. So we were kind of talking about that, but it never hurts at all. It's almost just like, I want to roll it out or stretch it sometimes. Like if I, after I do a long run, maybe, or a lot of rebounding box jumps, it's not pain. It's just like, I want to stretch it out. So I also don't know if that's in my head where I slept in a boot for so long with my foot at 90 degrees. It's almost like.
I'm examining your foot now just to give you a clinical perspective on it.
Yeah. Examine it for me.
Yeah.
So
your feet
also
are pretty flat.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like in my head that I need to stretch it because it never hurts.
No, if Scott's feeling it, it's not in your head.
Right.
It could just be the type of thing, man. There's like scar tissue that's in there that just feels tight and needs to be, you know,
it needs to break it up.
Yeah, it could take a couple of years to just hopefully it doesn't tighten up. You said you wear orthotics now,
right? So I wear shoe inserts now. And at first I was wearing them at the time that I ruptured it too. So I had worn those for a while. I repeated one of the open workouts with like 1 million box jumps.
Right.
And that's when I got plantar fasciitis.
Man, how many injuries are like happening from box jumps?
Right?
So many.
Like I remember the day that my foot started flaring up. Do you remember the open workout? I don't remember what time frame or what workout it was. It was like 5 deadlifts, 10 push press, 15 box jumps.
I think that was a 15-minute one. It was a long one.
It was long.
Yeah.
And I was already good at box jumps.
Right.
So a lot of box jumps. This was whenever I was in Reebok and it was last, I guess, 2 Novembers ago. From then on, I've had really
nagging
bad
plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, nagging plantar fasciitis, but then it exploded at the games and, kind of relieved all that pressure. So
exploded.
Exploded.
Not that old exploding foot injury, you know, step on a landmine. No, just, plantar fasciitis gone wrong.
But, no, I wear shoe inserts now and really it doesn't hurt ever. Like, my strength has been coming back and I don't remember who I was talking to. I think it's more like the rehab. I didn't really understand that I was going to have to rehab myself mentally as much physically because it's almost like I think things are really heavy, but then I'll see a video and I'm like, oh, that was so fast. That was so easy.
Right. Yeah.
So I think just like building my confidence back up has been just as hard as building my strength back up. So I didn't expect that.
Right. Yeah. Well, along those lines, like stuff that not necessarily physical, but psychological training, things like that. We talked a lot of athletes about the mentality and what it takes, like expectations, like support systems, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You're back home with your family now. You're coaching at your old gym. That's got to feel kind of comforting for you, right?
Yeah, it is. And I think that's one of the main reasons that kind of pulled me back home is I just feel at home there. Like I never felt settled like I was at home in Boston. A few weeks before our regionals, whenever I was in Boston, I remember I left. I went into Austin's office and I was like, Austin, I just have to go. He was like, okay. Like and I'm usually like pretty chill, pretty calm. And he was like, okay, like what's wrong? And I was like, I don't know. I'm just really stressing out about regionals. So I left for like 3-4 days and went and trained and like kind of practiced the events and just like mentally prepared just because I didn't feel like I was at home.
Right.
Not settled. So I think, I don't know. It does make a difference, like being around your comfort zone, your support system. So, I mean, everybody in Boston was amazing, but there's just something about, you know, your hometown friends, your gym, your people, you know?
Well, give us a window into that. Like, what are the things you're doing with your hometown friends and people? And, like, what does your life look like outside of the gym?
So I'm really not even that cool outside of the gym. I don't know if you've seen my pictures on Instagram, but I have two really weird dogs.
Right, you're a dog person.
Yeah, I love my dogs.
Right.
They're hairless Chinese Cresteds.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
They're beautiful.
I'm picturing like some sort of a shaved Siamese cat, actually.
Kind of. They sort of look like that. You pet them and it kind of feels like your forearm.
Okay.
but they don't shed and they smell like me, so it's perfect.
Oh, there you go.
It's weird. I've always had big dogs growing up, but then I lived in an apartment. This is whenever I had like a non-coaching job. I had a real job.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in an apartment. I was like, you know, I really want a dog to keep me company, but I don't want a big dog that I'm going to have to exercise.
And right. And so, if you travel, it's like really hard to get someone to watch a big dog.
Exactly. Yeah. So easy to have someone to watch an 8-pound dog.
Right.
So yeah, I just did some research, read a ton about these Chinese Cresteds, and I was like, you know, I think they're pretty cool. So I went and I met one and I fell in love. And a year later, I got another one. So people think I'm mental when they see them, but they're cool.
Are you the type of girl that when you go by PetSmart and they're having like the adoption runs out there trying to get people to come up and pet the dogs and like cuddle with the kittens, you go up there and check it out, or you know better and just avoid
it? Well, that's the thing. I used to get really sucked into that, but now that I have two dogs, I just steer clear. You just feel bad, you know? You feel so bad whenever those dogs are just there in cages. I can't look at them. So yeah, I'm a sucker.
Yeah. I mean, it feels kind of like they're so innocent. It's not their fault that they were abandoned, right?
Yeah. I can't.
It's like,
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I just can't look at them.
You got to know your limitations.
Don't even pet them because otherwise they're going home.
Don't get close. Don't smell them. Don't pet them. Don't let them see you.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Right. All right. So you're a dog person.
Yeah. I'm a dog person. I've got a house. My family, my mom and dad, they live like 2 hours away from where I live now. I went to school at UK. And so I grew up in a really small town. But they still live there. I don't know how they do it, but they love it at home. They come to visit a lot. Mm-hmm. My brother lives in Lexington. So I hang out with my brother a lot. Guys from the gym.
Do you do a lot of stuff with the university still?
Not
like going back to basketball games?
You know what's funny? I really have zero interest in watching football and basketball games other than like the last 10 minutes. When I was there, it was actually really fun, really cool because I ran track at UK. So I felt like I knew some of the guys on the team. And you would like go to the different sporting events. You'd go to the swim meets. You'd go to the basketball games and you knew them. But for me, this sounds so terrible. I get just as much out of going to the park to watch a pickup basketball game as I do a UK
game. Come on.
I mean,
you don't mean
obviously
that.
That's an exaggeration, but I just don't feel engaged when I don't know them, you know? You're so let down.
I'm not let down. It's just hard to believe because that whole state is all about that team.
Obsessed.
You know?
Obsessed.
I mean, there's Louisville also, but
yeah.
I mean, UK is just huge.
They are. The games, the games are more fun to go to, but I'm not like a crazy person about like keeping up on all the scores. I do enjoy going to the games, but it's almost like an experience, you know? So when I was in school at UK, I loved it.
Yeah.
Like went to the events, went to the basketball games.
Well, I get that. I get that. Like when you know people, it's always better.
It's just more fun. I mean, I shouldn't be that harsh. I do still enjoy like watching, but it's obviously more fun to go, and it's just way more fun when you know the people, I think.
Yeah. And I can't be totally judgmental here because I mean, I played football at Princeton.
Okay.
And I don't follow the team very much at all.
Right.
But I'm also 3,000 miles away. Like,
right.
You live
I do live there.
So I'd like to think that if I lived in Princeton that I would go to a game once in a while. Do you go to track meets at least?
And like, yeah.
More likely to do that.
Okay, I do really enjoy going to the track meets.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Because that's like something you did. You feel like I'm more of an alumni of that sport.
Exactly. And they built a new track, so it's kind of cool to go back to your old track. It's been redone.
Yeah.
They had SECs at our indoor meet.
What was your race?
I ran the 800 and I pole vaulted.
That's awesome.
The 800 was so miserable. I always joke and I'm like, I wasn't skinny enough to run the mile and I wasn't fast enough to run the 400. So I'm doomed to the 8.
Well, the 8 is like the most painful race there is.
Miserable.
It's right in the middle, right?
Miserable.
It's like between two energy systems. You can't escape it.
So bad.
What was your best time?
2:12. But that was,
that's pretty good.
Okay. It was okay. I mean, it was enough to be on the team, but we had a really good distance program when I was there. And so girls would go to nationals every year. They'd run like 203, 202.
205 is like the threshold, right, women?
Yeah. Like I was a walk-on my freshman year. And then I ended up getting a scholarship the last 3 years. But, it was fun. I was okay, but I was never the best person on the team. Yeah.
We interviewed a girl in Sacramento. She goes to Sac State. She's 20 years old? Her name's Danielle Brandon.
Okay.
And she went to NCAAs for pole vault.
Okay.
And she CrossFit. She made regional, super regional in CrossFit.
Very cool.
As a 20-year-old or as a 19-year-old last year. And she had to skip it because that's when NCAAs were.
Yeah.
And I wish I could remember her stats.
Yeah.
Because this girl is just a built athlete.
Yeah.
Thoroughbred, pure athlete, you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it that pole vaulting is a great transfer to CrossFit.
Yeah.
Because you need strength. You need upper body strength.
Yeah.
Right? But you have to be explosive.
Yeah.
You know, have some speed.
Pole vaulting was fun. I did that for a year. I got a stress fracture in my shin, my tibia. Crazy.
On the same side as the exploding foot?
Yeah, same side as that explosion.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I got a stress fracture my junior year, and so I pole vaulted my senior year.
Uh-huh.
So I pole vaulted in high school, and then we didn't have a jumps coach when I joined the team. We eventually got one a couple of years later. But, the 800 was my major event. So
just all the pain.
All the pain. There's a couple people that I ran track with at UK that are now doing CrossFit in Lexington. And it's so funny because they were, like, really good on the team. Amazing. And now I'm like the better CrossFitter and they can't figure it out. They're like asking me these questions. They're like, what are you eating? Like, what are you doing? You know? So I think that's kind of funny, but
give me my props, guys. I'm just good.
Come on. Be impressed here.
Jeez.
I know you were better than me in college, but come on.
Right. There's no magic pill. I work harder than you.
Right. Like,
deal with it.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun. But
that's great, man. All right, well, I know you're going to get off to Lyft, so we'll let you go. For those of the listeners out there who don't already follow you and see your dogs online and know what you do, where can they find you?
My Instagram handle's jensmith008, and I think my Twitter's the same. I have Facebook. I don't really use that a lot, but
008.
Yeah. Look, I've got a really common name.
Is that a graduation year?
College graduation year. Yeah. Jen Smith was taken. 08 was taken. A lot of things were taken.
008.
Yeah. 008 was what did it.
All right. That means you're turning 30.
I am 30.
You already turned 30.
Yeah. I turned 30 in May.
Congrats.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Follow us at BTB Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast. Help us keep climbing the charts. Give us a 5-star rating and definitely follow Jen for her come back to the CrossFit Games healthy, let's hope.
Thanks for having me, Blair.
Yeah, thank you so much.